Episode 129. Julie Futcher makes her debut appearance with this musical blog with a serious message. Are you afraid of sales? I also cover a social media network that's hitting the world by storm. This is dead exciting.
A clearer voice for business online. More focus. All the pointers for social media are here. The tools and techniques to give you an edge. All in the online marketing audio blog, presented as ever by Julia Doherty of Green Umbrella.
Yo, hello, 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 and a really warm welcome to the online marketing audio blog. My name is Julia Doherty from Green Umbrella, and this is an audio version of the blog that's written on the Green Umbrella website. It does have a bit of a twist though, and you have something different for the listeners than you do on the written version. We appreciate that lots of business owners nowadays wear so many hats, and therefore we need to learn lots of new skills if we're going to be successful, and this blog is here to help. We have everything from finance to social media and everything else in between. You're going to find it here on the audio blog.
Snapchat, Pinterest, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Bebo, Boo Boo, Coochie Coo, Who's a Pretty Boy Then? All the platforms are covered here.
In each episode, I always add a little something which is just for you listeners in the tool or technique of the day. So before we transition over to the guest blog, let me share with you today's cool tool of the day.
The online marketing audio blog, tools and techniques.
Joe, you know, I've not yet got into Instagram and everyone's nagging me to do so, so I really do know that I should. But I have become addicted to the new social media channel called Meerkat. And if you've not heard about it, then I urge you to check it out as it has so much business potential. Well, in my eyes, it does. So what's Meerkat then? Meerkat is a Twitter streaming live video system. So you can schedule your event and then you're on. It's like, oh my God, I'm live. Yes, everything that you're doing is presented in live time on Twitter. I must admit, I did ignore it at first, but then I noticed that Mashable, and they're the biggest social media gurus out there, they were using Meerkat, so I thought it must be worth consideration. Anyway, I suppose it's a little bit like a webinar, except that people are using it for everyday life. And last night, this is really sad, I sat and watched some guy who was shampooing and blow drying his dog, and as he talked people through what he was doing, the conversations that were going on made me think, God, you know, there's a real potential for this. This wasn't just a normal guy doing his own dog. He does that as a business, so it was obviously in his place where he, in his shop as it were, that he actually does all these dogs, and he was answering people's questions as well as he was doing shampooing this dog, which I know sounds a little bit random. Then I was thinking, you know, how could I use this, or how could I share this information, how business owners could perhaps use this system? So I've come up with four ideas, but I'm sure there's loads more as well. So these are things how I'm probably thinking about using it for Green Umbrella. The first thing is live streaming an event. You know, it feeds your Twitter stream, so you can use hashtags as well. So it embeds hashtag technology, so it's a bit of a no-brainer. So run events for when you're giving advice. So you could schedule an event to say, okay, on Wednesday evening, I'm going to be talking about how to use hashtag hour, or I'm going to be talking about how to get the most out of LinkedIn, or there's all sorts of different things you can do it. So a little bit like a webinar. I also thought you could perhaps use it for behind the scenes stuff in your office. I think I may do this with Green Umbrellas. We're a bit mad at times. Although obviously we will need to be a bit careful as to what we're saying. You know, a bit like a fly on the wall, and sometimes you forget that people are actually tuned in and watching to what you're doing. So a bit Big Brother style. So perhaps we need to be a bit careful about that. But I think it would be interesting. I think people might watch. I don't know. I'm about to launch a new product as well, so I thought I could include it in my, I could include my audience in the sort of design of the product to get ideas, you know, saying, you know, what do you think about this, and holding things up and just getting people into the launch of this new product. I think that might work quite well. Anyway, loads of the ideas are sort of roaming around in my head. Look how reality TV has taken off. And in my view, this is like the next level up from here. Remember, you heard it first. So that is an app. It's called Meerkat. It's yellow, very yellow. It's got a picture of a meerkat in the middle. So just download it and have a bit of a play. See what you think.
Get every episode by subscribing on iTunes and you'll never miss the online marketing audio blog.
Okay, it's now time for our guest blogger to make her debut appearance, and she's certainly entering with a bang. Enter Julie Futcher from The Sales Manager. She talks and sings about the fear of sales. I'm not going to spoil it for you. I'm just going to hand you over to the lady herself. Over to you, Jules.
In every episode, get the view from the outside, a stack of subscribers, the how-to articles that create action. It's the guest blogger.
Hello, I'm Julie Futcher from The Sales Manager, and I'd like to start with this thought. Money makes the world go around, the world go around, the world go around. Money makes the world go around, it makes the world go round. Money, 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 money. Well, these are all great words from the fantastic film Cabaret, and how true for your business. Money is the life's blood of any business, and how do we get that money in? Well, it's by making sales, and it sounds very simple, huh? And to some people it is. But there are an awful lot more of you out there who just curl up and die at the thought of the word sales. If you look at the dictionary definition, it reads, the exchange of a commodity for money. A very straightforward statement. However, that little five-letter words and the emotions that sit alongside it can make some people's blood run cold and ultimately prevent them from developing their business. What I wanted to achieve with this blog was to show you how that sales and selling does not need to be something to fear, but can be something that you can enjoy. Honestly, cross my heart and hope to die. Now, the first step is to turn this whole scenario upside down and look at this from a different angle. And in order to do this, I'm going to ask you a question. Who likes to buy things? Now, whether it's the latest gadget, and Julia Doherty, you know you are guilty as charged, or a new pair of shoes, the latest DVD from Disney for the kids, do you want to build a snowman? We all like to buy things. It makes us feel good. It changes our mood. And it can, in some instances, depending on what you buy, give us a competitive edge, enable us to save money, and help eliminate mistakes. In other words, we buy things to resolve a particular problem. Now, keeping these thoughts in mind, my next question is, when buying, how do you think the customer would like to be treated? An interesting question, and one that, when we sit and think about it, can generate a number of responses, which could include, tell me the truth, be ethical, show me proof, I am more likely to buy if you can prove what you say, make me feel like I'm getting a good deal, don't pressurize me, deliver what you say, you will sell when you say you will, and help me buy and don't sell to me. These statements all show what I call the WIFM factor, or what's in it for me factor. When we buy anything, we want to know what it can do for us. I want to know that those lovely high heel shoes are going to make me look like Cindy Crawford. I wish. Parents buying the latest Disney DVD want to know that it will keep the kids quiet for hours, even though it does mean that they have Let It Go on loop for hours on end. When we buy the latest accountancy software, we want to know that it would help us manage the finances and the business more effectively, and so on. So keeping all of those thoughts in your head, I have one more question for you. Do you like to help people? If a friend had a problem and asked for your help, would you give it? If your neighbour's car broke down and they asked you for a lift to work, would you help them? I'm certain that you would say yes. Human beings like to help each other. And whether it be family, friends, or even a stranger in the street, we all like that feeling that it gives us, that warm, fuzzy feeling of being there for somebody. There is no greater feeling in the world. Okay, so here is a proposition for you. If I said to you that you could earn money by helping people to feel great, buying something that resolves a problem in a way that they wish to be treated, how would you feel? Now, I bet you'd say pretty good, huh? Well, here is a newsflash. This is the approach of successful salespeople. The truth is that people will buy from people that they like, who they feel have been honest with them and have their best interests at heart. We have all met salespeople who leave us feeling as though we have been pressurized, ripped off, and generally taken for a ride. These people will be successful in the very short term, but long term, their approach will turn round and bite them. Selling equals helping. Remember what I mentioned previously when I said that you could earn money by helping people to feel great, buying something that resolves a problem in a way that they wish to be treated. If you talk to somebody and understand what their problem is, you can tell them how you can help resolve this. Remember the WIFM factor. If all you do is tell people how you can resolve their problems with your product or service and of course ask for the business, you will see an increase in money, 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 money into your business. It's not so scary now, is it? Thank you for listening. I hope you've enjoyed the first of my blogs with the Green Umbrella, and I look forward to blogging again later in the year. Bye.
Thank you for listening.
Well, you certainly are a total inspiration, and I love the voice, a huge talent there. Thank you so much for this blog, Julie. A serious message to us all, I think. Anyway, to read today's article from Julie and also to link to today's tool of the day, which was Meerkat, please visit all the W's green-umbrella.biz/129. I also urge you to follow Julie on Twitter by following at Jules, J-U-L-E-S, Futcher, F-U-T-C-H-E-R. She's a pure inspiration to all business owners everywhere, and her new sales courses are brilliant as well if you're feeling any way uncomfortable about the whole sales process.
Next time, the online marketing audio blog returns with more social media, the guest blog, tools and techniques, hot topic, and all the latest news. Catch Julia then. And in the meantime, pay us a visit at green-umbrella.biz.
Anyway, that's it for this episode. Take care. I'll see you soon. Take care for now. Bye-bye. Ta-da.
This episode has been produced by 13 Media Arts on behalf of Green Umbrella.